Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his get started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Wow. It's really coming down hard out there. Well, it's going to be a quick opening, but not filled with love. Why do I rush past the time that we get to spend together on this opening? Some other people, they go, oh, people fast forward during that opening. People fast forward that opening. Nope. Please tell me it isn't true about my openings. It would kill me. It would just crush me. It really would. Crush me to find out people are going, oh, yeah, I love Todd's show, but I fast forward through those. How could you? Everyone is personal and to you in the moment I don't know. You know what I love when I do this opening of the show? Nick has his big, gross feet out, and he's pulling on it with his fingers. Cracking his toes. Seriously, stop. It's disgusting. Nick Leap is disgusting. I didn't want to say it, but anyway. No, he doesn't care. Like, you could be eating at the coffee table. The other day, Eric was eating, and then Nick puts his big, barefoot, lanky, undernourished foot smack on the coffee table. Right next to his he's eating food 2 feet away. Starts, you know, spreading his toes out, getting them, you know, exercising them. You know, when people do that, they put their foot out, and then they move their big toe up, and they're thin. Eric's like, hello, go put on some clean socks. No, Nick's like, I think.
You anyway. Don't want to put a bare foot on a coffee table.
No. I mean, I guess it depends who it is. If it was a nice tan foot. If it was JJ, the trumpet player, would you care?
No, you You don't have clean socks on. You don't put them on the
coffee. Well, you know, first of all, to George Carlin, even though I said that, I do agree. Yeah, it depends. Maybe if it's, I don't know. I don't really know the answer to this. Well, someone else is there. At least throw a burlap bag around your feet and tie a knot around it.
There
you go.
That's all I was trying to say.
So today's show is Graham Elwood, and he was just, oh my God. It was just a lot of fun. Then next week, because I'll be away, I'll be at the Acme Comedy Club. We did an after show once Graham left with me. It was Eric Olson. Nick Lipa was on the board. Of course, Aristotle was there. And what's happening to my phone here? Oh, there you go. Everything's cool. So it was Willie on the drums and then Dan Kaufman. A lot of fun. Also known as the myoclonic jerk. And if I didn't say that right, I apologize. All right, so let's just throw to the show today. I'm at Acme. This coming up Tuesday. Today's Friday. I'll be there this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You want to see Todd Glass in the best mood he is in all year, come see me at those shows because that club does nothing but put you in a great mood. I'm being serious. No one's fast-forwarding this. Why would you want to fast-forward this? It's all just love. How you doing? Are you doing good? You're stressed out. All right, well, take a deep breath. Does that help ever? I think if you really do it, it does. It depends what you're stressed out about. Like if you're stressed out because there's an earthquake, I don't think deep breaths are going to help. But if you're stressed out because you just got a $700 bill and you don't even have $100, I get it, taking deep breaths. I get it. I'm not stupid. It fucking doesn't help. Stop with the breathing. But the truth of the matter is, sometimes it does. What did I hear you say, Eric, the other day? Serenity. You said something about serenity.
Serenity now.
Serenity now. Serenity now, baby. Give me some serenity now. But maybe if I say it like that, it'll help you. If you go, you know what I mean? You have to let people know you get into their head when they feel it's not working. And sometimes before it works, the breathing. I get it. You're not going to listen to me if I just go, don't forget to breathe. Go fuck yourself. I'm stressed out of my goddamn mind. I wish breathing work. Take your breathing and shove it up your ass. Okay, breathe in, mommy. I just lost my job. Go fuck yourself. I should go breathe. Okay, I'm going to breathe in now. But guess what?
Did you hold it in for 5 seconds?
Hold it in. Breathe it out. That works when everything's great. And you're at some beautiful spa, breathing in and out on a you know, and you, afterwards you get in your beautiful car, and now but guess what? It does work. It just takes a little time. It just takes a little time, especially when it's bullshit stuff. Okay? So go fuck yourself. Love, Todd. Ooh, it's thundering bad out there. Graham Elwood, then next week is just the after show with the gang. Next week's a short show, but I'll do a little opening while I'm in at Acme in Minneapolis. Bye, everybody. Case of Bass. Case of Bass. Oh, my God. A friend of mine got one, and it is crazy cool. My friend's girlfriend, she goes, I want to show you something. She came over the other night. Unbelievable. Hey, do me a favor. You might have heard a little glitch there. But tweet at, what's it called, Eric?
The Case of Bass.
The Case of Bass. At the Case of Bass?
Correct.
At the Case of Bass. You know my people that will tweet for me go, Todd Glass has been sending some good love your way. That's it. Todd Glass has been sending some good love your way. But can I tell you, go look at them. Even if you don't buy one, just go look at them because they're really cool. I'll be looking at my tweet feed tomorrow like a mother. I'll be like, oh, look, they did it. Oh, you know they were going to do it. Oh, what? Shut up. Come on. If I don't see at least 15, I'm going to get bummed out. I really am. All right, everybody. And one more thing, and then I'll throw to the show. Guaranteed. So the LA Podfest, there's like 40 shows. So you can pay $25. And then if you can't get to the LA Podcast Festival, which we'll talk about in the show today, so I'm not going to get into it that much. We go off on it. But if you can't go, for $25, you can watch a live stream, and then they're going to rerun a lot of them. $25, you can watch every single podcast, whether it's whoever's there, whatever's going on. What? Hold on, my producer is holding up a sign. What does that say, Eric?
For your listeners, it's only $20.
For my listeners, what do they have to do? Put in a promo code Todd?
That's it.
$20. Where do they go to do this?
LAPodFest.com.
LAPodFest.com. LAPodFest.com. LAPodFest.com. LAPodFest.com. LAPodFest.com. LAPodFest.com. LAPodFest.com. A son of a... Enjoy the show, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
So when the Trey Van Martin things happened, I know I said his name wrong. You know, there were the looters, but then people thought that they were, you know, they say, oh, the protesters are violent. Meanwhile, they weren't any, but let's say they were. They were just looters. All the protesters were, you know, peaceful protesters. And then there were looters. Most people knew the difference. You just like have to be like not even full sane. You don't even have to be full sane. Anybody, 25% sane goes, oh, no, they're not the protesters. They're the looters. They're two different people. But let's maybe pretend they were all protesters and they were all violent. And people went, can't they peacefully protest? And then Colin, I can't even say his last name.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, he does the most peaceful way you can protest on the world. And you went, you want to call those people on their bullshit because they're all complaining. They don't like what he's doing. Oh, I thought you'd be proud of him because that's peaceful.
Oh.
So you're not telling the truth, are you? You're not telling the truth. Just like with the Black Lives Matter, if they called it, you're acting like, no, that's a problem. You have a problem with the name. You get caught in your lie because what if they change the name to, hey, please stop killing us? All people matter. Would you go, oh, well, you're going to march now? Are you marching with them now? Oh, you're still not marching? So it doesn't have anything to do with their name. So you're full of shit. I fucking caught you.
I can't get enough of this podcast.
Oh, look at it. Come on. What the fuck?
Don't you know the producer sits behind glass?
Put it through the house. Fuck him. Sure, it's a producer. He's behind a glass booth, not like other shows. What's your show? Look. Sure, he's behind a glass booth.
We play a million jingles for our boss, Chris Hardwick.
You better fucking sing along. Grandma, what's here? Everybody, here we go. Let's do it up. Grandma!
right?
Ah, this is amazing.
I open up big. I got the whole... Oh, that's too bright.
I like the noose. Yeah. Oh, my God. Come
on.
That
might have been too much smoke. Is it still coming out?
No, it's good.
That might have been too much smoke.
It's good. I like
it. It's hot, isn't it?
It's big business.
What are you talking about?
I'm just big. I don't know.
That was a lot of work. You don't understand what it's like over here running these controls. Everyone else thinks it's easy.
It's great.
I got bells and whistles and lights. A lot of pressure. I press one wrong knob and fucking things go out of control.
You got a drummer?
I got a drummer, yes. That is Willie. Willie is hanging out today because he might take over the board. So he said, come by today, learn, see if it's something you'd want to do. And so he is hanging out. Nick Lipa. Now, give me a second here. Nick Lipa does this show. He falls asleep every week. He built this whole studio. Pretty much 90% of it, he built it. I said what I wanted. He helped me out, but it was pretty much him doing it, you know, with me coming out every 20 minutes going, oh, yeah, lower. but he did a lot. And he would fall asleep. So, Joe made him this because, it's his.
In the barn, the podcast barn, Nick Lipa sleeps tonight.
Oh.
In the barn, he built this barn. He falls asleep tonight.
I like how they rhyme Lipa and Sleepa. You gotta give the guy credit. Oh. I learned it. Graham, how are you?
I'm good.
Dan Kaufman's here. Danny. I like to say who's here. Dan Kaufman, what is the name of your podcast?
Myoclonic Jerk.
Eric Olson raved about it. Later, during the after show, we'll talk about it. But say it again. Myoclonic Jerk. Like, go listen to it. Eric's like, whenever you listen to a podcast, it's probably like stand-up. There's always new great stand-ups. You just might not see and might not. Then every so often you hear, you go, it's still possible to do something different with podcasts.
Podcasting, to me, is like, it's we're, I say this a lot. It's rock and roll in the 50s. Like, everyone there, oh, we've hit. No, we're not even close. Like, everyone is coming up. There's so many new ideas. There's so many things you can do with this
media. Let me ask you a question. You know the people, and it's okay. At least they grew. But when you grow, you have to acknowledge it. Like, you can't say for 20 years, I would never drive a Chevy. I would never drive a Chevy. You can still drive a Chevy, but when you show up to someone's party, you got to go, I know, if you, you can't, those people, podcasting, and then they have one, and it's real popular in some situations. Do they ever bring that up, or they try to act like we didn't all fucking hear them? We're fucking right on to you, you piles of fucks.
Not
piles of fucks, but you know what I mean. There were some people that were very, but then they found out, what the fuck, let me tell you something, to me, some of them, I'm glad they found it because it is a good vehicle for them. So they didn't just not do it. They just – and they shit on it heavily. A lot of people just weren't into it. I'm not talking about that. These few people shit on it immensely. Then they're doing it, and they don't think they ever have to go, hey, you know what? Some have. But the ones that haven't, I think it's funny.
Yeah, because and you're talking about specifically comedians who are like, oh, I got to do a podcast now, blah, blah. It's like – no, you don't. Then don't do one. If that's your attitude about them, then don't do it.
Thanks for stopping by. Graham Elwood has been our guest for the whole hour. We appreciate you coming by. Good night, everybody.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of stuff for everyone. Gather round your radio for the Todd Glass Show. Your whole family will have a blast listening to this podcast. It's time to start, so here we go. The Todd Glass Show.
All right, enough already. Jesus Christ. I want to get the business out of the way. It's not really business, but Podcast Fest.
Los Angeles Podcast Festival, September 23rd to the 25th. Tickets still available. Saturday day passes are almost sold out. We already sold out two tiers of the three-day passes, so get your tickets. We've sold more tickets this year than we've ever sold. Like they've gone faster, and last year we sold out at the day of the event, so... I would jump on it. There's 40 podcasts coming. You can see the Todd Glass Show, which is Sunday night, closing it out.
I love it. Wait till you see, I got another trumpet player.
Ah,
that's right.
French horn.
A French horn. do you want a French horn? I'll get a French horn.
No.
I might not have a guest this year because then I could do all the bits with you. Like, I don't feel like I... You know when you have a guest sitting next to you and other shit's going on, you have to service your guests. You can't make them sit there.
I'll leave it up to you. I you bring
I'm
a guest... because I don't mind just popping on a mic, and Lionel and Libby said they're going to be able to make it up from Long Beach.
They're going to call in the show later.
Oh, that's great.
Libby is, I guess she sells Flavor X. It's a pot chocolate.
Oh, no. She got into that?
Yeah, it's Flavor X, right? Flavor X, by the way, it is really good. I'm not just saying it, but Libby, she's selling it. She's going to call and tell us all about it.
Oh, I can't wait.
And she says there's all these flavors. She's so excited. And then they have the pens, and she's so into it.
She must like all of them.
She's loving it. She's loving life, and, you know, we'll talk to her. I know you're a little suspicious of Lionel still, but they seem happy.
You know, they had me over for dinner, and I felt I was a little like, what's going on? Yeah, they have a wonderful relationship.
Can I ask you a question? Did you do something when you were there? She was happy you were there, but she left me a message, and it's her complaining about something you did with the... I can't think of anything for the bit. God damn it. And I'm not editing this out. We'll think of something. But you know what I wanted to do, right? Like, she said something. What could she complain about you? Like, it'd be a funny message you could see her leaving.
No, I had a great time at the dinner.
What happened? She left me this message. Can I play it?
Well, yeah, she... Yeah.
Let me just play the message.
Okay, just play the message.
Hello, Todd. Hello, Todd. No, I dialed the wrong number. I was trying to call Graham. He came over for dinner. It was a great dinner. And, you know, he chews a little crunchy. But I had him over, and we had a nice time, but I just was hoping, I was, you know, and he brought the, it's lovely to see him and Lionel.
Pause it for 1 second. This is pure Libby, because it starts out. She probably did have a great time, but let it play.
And, you know, he dressed nice, and him and Lionel are getting along great and everything like that. I mean, his shoes are a little lifted. But other than that, it was good to see him. It was a nice, you know, Lionel made his famous chili. You know, Graham's got some sort of vegetarian issue or something like that, and he's always throwing it in everyone's face like he's better than you because he doesn't eat meat. But anyway, it was good to see him. Don't, you know, keep this between us. And we'll get together the next time.
See what I mean? It's like pure Libby. Listen to this. She calls right back. She literally calls back because he forgot to tell something else that he did wrong. Play that one. It's...
Oh, Todd, I thought... I don't have Graham's number, and I was trying to I called him before just to thank him. But I just wanted to let you know that he left a part of his wallet.
What?
He left the little plastic part that falls out, that holds the cards. I think he left it there, and I just, it's okay, but I didn't want to send it parcel post. So if you could swing by and pick it up, that would be great. Okay, Todd. And we'll talk to you later. Are you there? You never pick up.
Choppy at the end, just how it would be. So after all that, are you there?
That's the other thing, too, is I didn't bring up that I was a vegetarian. They just kept trying to give me this pork chili. And they're like, why don't you eat it? I was like, well, Libby, you know, I don't really eat meat. And then it became kind of a thing. And then
No, you're not judgmental. I guarantee it. By the way, can I tell you something? We might have talked about this before. To George Carlin, you know, that's my safe word. Mm-hmm. It's good to have. It is good to have when you're doing bits all the time. It's great to have it. I thought, was there something on my lip?
It's gone now.
What was it? You saw it? No one told me to wipe it off? I think it was a bug. It was a praying mantis. They say don't kill it. It's a $200 fine. When I was growing up. God, this Flavor X chocolate is so delicious. How good is it?
So good. It's so chocolatey.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about it. Libby sent me some. It's chocolatey. It comes in toffee. I guess espresso. It's so good. Some people go, oh, all pot chocolate's the same. Yeah, try Flavor X, and you won't be saying that. You'll be like, maybe there is a difference. I'm telling you, there's something about it. It's just very good. Guess the Flavor X over here. I guess it comes in espresso and all different flavors. I tried the espresso. I've also had the toffee. I've had the crunch. I've had all. So good. It's really good. I guess Flavor X, it's like a new company coming on the scene, maybe. Who knows? It might have been around a long time. I don't know. But it's new to me. Probably, you know, the way everything is, eventually the word gets out in this Flavor X. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So anyway, Graham, can I play you in? And then I'm going to relax.
I forgot to finish. At Los Angeles Podcast Festival.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt myself.
September 23rd through the 25th. Tickets still available. We're having a new opening night party. Is going to be on the pool deck this year. KCRW is sponsoring. We've got 40 great shows. It's fantastic.
Can I tell you, I'm going to say the same thing I said, because I don't take for granted that everybody listens to every show. They don't. And this is important enough, especially if I'm going to repeat, you know, my theory on the lighting at clubs 100 times. I could give this due diligence too.
It's our fifth year.
If you go, you're going to have fun. They do it right. Like, no bullshit. I'm not going to tell someone to go do something and rave about it. I know you're going to go. And if you're going to be able to tell if I'm lying, or you're going to be like, fuck, Todd was right. You're going to say, fuck, Todd was right. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not trying to go, hey, come on down. We got hot dogs, popcorns. No, hot dogs and popcorns. It's just every year they just make it. It was great the first year, and the second year, and last year, the way they did all the rooms, it feels cool. You know, it feels like you're at a cool event. It doesn't feel like they just shove you in banquet rooms. You know, you really did a great job. Even the littler ones, every year they got dressed a little more, and the tables and the whole energy of the bar and the staff was, I thought they were pretty nice last year. Well, that one guy wasn't there. Remember the guy from the year? It doesn't matter. Anyway,
now the Sofitel, it's our third year at the Sofitel. It's our fifth year overall. It's a blast. It's a 3-day party, and if you've never been to Podfest, you're going to love it, because it's 3 days of not having to explain to anybody what a podcast is. It's 3 days of not having to go, when do I download it? Or when is a channel? No, it's not on a channel. And if you can't make it to Los Angeles, you can buy a live video stream.
So, what?
Yes.
No, shut up.
Todd, I'm
no,
not
No, Graham,
lying.
I was lied to when I was younger, and I don't like it. No, I was lied to when I was younger. Don't tell me you can live stream it if you can't.
Todd, the technology exists, and we
Graham, you're telling me, and just because I, first of all, seriously, I had a when I grew up, my parents lied to me, and they got arrested for it. I'm not good
they
at this.
They got arrested.
They told me that they were going to drown me, and they forgot. My comedy is just, you know what I think? I have Andy Kindler disease. You don't say anything. You just say it rapid fire, and then it makes up for the difference. If you can't say anything, you just go like, no, I don't want to. You know what? Take that out. I don't want Andy Kindler to think I'm taking a shot at him. No, you can leave it in. He knows I adore him.
But yes, we are doing a live video stream, so you can watch the entire all.
Shut the fuck up.
Live, all 40 shows, the panels, and then because you're like, I can't watch 40 shows at the same time. Mm-hmm. We record them, and then for 30 days after the festival, you can go back and watch the whole thing. That costs $25. But Todd, I'm not gonna charge your fans the same price as everybody else.
Oh, you don't have to give them a discount. Oh, I'm the dumbest guy in the world. No. Let them pay full price. No, I don't want them. I don't
they
want any
like
special
it.
Treatment. My fan, ask Aristotle.
They love it. They just throw
I
money
think
away.
To try. Hear me out, though.
I know what people want. I don't think it's discounts.
I think they do.
No, I mean, I just.
I don't think they want free shipping. I think they want to pay extra shipping.
Maybe I'm wrong, so I'm going to shut up and tell me what they get. Maybe I'm wrong.
So it's normally $25.
You give them 50 cents off? Oh, I guess that's no big deal.
Todd.
What do you do? Give them a dollar off?
No, Todd.
Shut the fuck up. I can look in your eyes. You give them $1.50 off.
Todd, I give them $5 off.
Shut up, man. $5?
So, Todd.
No, $5 is too much. This is the way I've seen good festivals close down. Now I've seen it before. I don't want my favorite thing in the world. I go there, it's like summer camp for 3 days. People are giggling. It's like it's camp at time. It's like camp, but you can smoke and drink. And you're going to take it away by having it too cheap? Don't tell me you can give this away for $20 and make a penny. Don't do it, Graham.
Todd, we can't.
Graham, you're out of control. You're a sick fuck. Remember that show that used to go, come on down to Crazy Eddie. We're giving it away for $49.99. You haven't heard of them in a while, have you?
That's good. Todd, your economic reasoning is amazing. So if your fans use coupon code Todd, they save $5. And here's what else that does. So they're getting the show for $20. You get paid $7. So your folks, by buying the thing, you're supporting this show, the Todd Glass Show, and the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, and you're saving $5, because that's what the podcast community is all about. I'm not naming names, but we're not a big evil corporation like Scripps.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Dan Kaufman, what is the name of your podcast? Myoclonic Jerk. And for that $20, they can go listen to his too.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm sure. Yeah, they can download and listen to it for free.
Well, there's
free.
No, you're right. And they can go on YouTube and look around the clips. What if you throw shit in that doesn't even involve them? They can go to those newspaper stands and take all the newspapers they want where there's no charge.
For $20, they can walk down the street on a sunny day.
Right? That's included.
It's included in it.
Walk down the street on a sunny day. Listen to a podcast.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
For $20. Use coupon code Todd. T-O-double-D.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again in the beginning. Well, I'd like to make some money. Because a lot of people, they go, I don't charge for the show. So a lot of them are going, you know what, that's it. If there's ever a reason to go, should I spend $25? You know, not only do I spend $25, I don't. I spend $20.
Boom.
I get 7 of it. Now you might go, what's 7 going to do? I don't know. 7 times 500, you add it up. And then what do? I buy things for the studio. Who do I buy things for? You, the listener.
I'm here in the studio, and I'm here to tell you that this show, I'm a guest on a lot of podcasts, and this show has one of the highest production values of an audio podcast that you're ever going to hear, and...
Sure, I come in with it. Listen to the words.
Wow, LAPodFest.com.
LA. You still have to get like a little more. I think I can I do something, and I'm not. I'm being. I will relax if I play this.
Okay.
I sneak into the gym, and some people give me shit for it. I don't do it anymore. Oh yes, I do.
So you don't have a gym membership.
I do have a gym membership in LA, but if I'm on the road, I just don't want to wait in line.
I don't
even
pay
if
for
even
the gym
if I have the hotel.
I don't pay for the gym on the road.
How do you get in?
I'm the comic. I'll give you a pass to the.
You ever just walk in if there's not at the desk lurking?
Yeah, I've done that. I just Cash Levy was just on Comedy Film Nerds. You know, he sneaks into everything. The Super Bowl. He's made.
Well, I want to have him on the show.
You got to have him on the show. You got to have Cash Levy on the show. He's because he's and it's all about the confidence. You just walk in and go.
Thank you. You know how I learned that?
How?
Now, by the way, is it here? Here's the way I'll sell it. John Mulaney and many other people think it's wrong, and they're right. They're right. I'm not going to try. Everybody has a conscience, and you can do. And certain people can let. It's not doesn't make it right or wrong. I'm talking about what my conscience is. It's wrong. End of story. It's not mine. It's stealing indirectly. But I could bullshit you. My conscience will let me do this. No. If I could get away with it, no. I just wouldn't do it. Even if I could get away with it, or I couldn't get away with it. This my conscience will let me do. I don't know what to do. I asked Dr. Kevin Sousa help me work on my conscience because right now it's not stopping me. Because it doesn't seem, you know, so bad. So what do I do? So I will hate doing it. Where I go, I can't do that anymore. But until then, I sneak in still. I don't want. I walk in. And you know what? If they stop me, I have a plan. Don't worry. You have to have a plan when you go, I was in already. Because that's what I used to say. Because when I went to my gym in Down Bally's, when I first, you know, when I was a member down there, I was a member and I did. But I never wanted to wait in the line because literally there would be like 7 people in line waiting to scan. Or right. 4. It was always not nobody. And I would just walk in and go, I was in already. And because I was a member, I wasn't scared. Right. If they ever stopped me and went, oh, sorry, we still need to see your pass, I wasn't scared because I had one.
Right.
And then I realized that. You know, they never fucking check. So keep walking in when you go to LA Fitness and don't, you know, walk in that with that same confidence.
I used to be such a scammer when I was younger. Like, I was a thief scammer. And so I was just like, I can't do this anymore. So for me, my conscience is like, I can't. Do it, but I...
Hold on 1 second. Rain-X, you're going to love it. Flavor-X, it's going to make you silly.
So for me, it's all about... So Cash Levy gets off on the thrill of, like, trying to sneak in.
Like, what type of things? He doesn't mind us talking about it?
He talked about it on Comedy Film Nerds. He's okay. The Super Bowl. He's gotten into giant, like, Bruce Springsteen. Like, crazy concert. Crazy things. And...
You know how
for me, I always like the gym on the road. I feel like I've earned the right as a comedian, and my charge, my thrill is talking my way in, getting them to say yes. So I haven't scammed them. I'm not my conscience doesn't mean I'm stealing whatever. I don't judge you for doing that. Go for it. I feel like
yours is different. You don't just walk in. You're saying you might have once in a blue moon, but overwhelmingly you stop and you say, "Hey, I'm the comic." You introduce yourself. Yeah, I'm working over here. Hey, is there anything you guys could help me out with?
Tickets for the show.
And if you do it right, let me preface this. Even though you probably don't need me to, there are two ways that can be done. And I'm gonna know. I bet when Graham could do it. Sometimes you're on the road and someone does that. And I remember back in like the early '90s, it was embarrassing. Come on, don't fuck. But then there's other comedians that did it like in a way that you go, no, you felt like comfortable because they did it in a cool way. More introducing yourself. I'm over there. Hey, I don't know if you guys want to ever pass, but we wanted to come over to the gyms or something. And 90% of the time, if you're good at it, they're like, yeah, they call a manager. Yeah, I'll hook you up. What are you guys? You're over there till Sunday?
Yeah.
And you give him some passes. You take care of him. But so anyway, so that's what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
yeah, because no. I remember the guy.
That's what I do. Edit it out.
Because I know what you're talking about. Because the thing I learned when I first started, when I was a young comic and I go on the road, was the guys that were telling everyone were the comics when they needed attention, I hated that. The guys that just brought it up to get a trade out, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
You know, they have a joke behind my back. Well, it's in front of my back. But they said on a plane, how quick are you to tell someone you're a comedian? And I tell you, it's changed. But they were somewhat accurate back in the, like, maybe the 80s and 90s. Right. So sit down next to me. Some people, how long do you wait? Do you not wait? And they go, and someone goes, here's Todd on a plane. Sit down next to me. Go, ask me how I'm doing.
Hey, how you
I'm
doing?
I'm doing a comedy show up in, say it again. Sit down next to me. Go to talk to me.
Hey,
I work at the Funny Bone, so I'm going up there, you know, switching over, going to get there, going to be there to Sunday. ask you to turn, can you mind shutting your shade?
Do you mind turning your shade down?
Oh, I'm working at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Oh, is that what you asked me?
No.
What did you ask me?
I didn't ask you. I just, do these headphones work?
So, oh, yes, at the Funny Bone.
I go the other way. I never admit it on planes. Because I don't
anymore either.
Because I don't want to have the, are you funny? I don't want to get that same five questions. So here's what I do.
I'll tell you what I do, too, after you tell me what you do. So talk about goddamn good fucking radio. Suck it.
Yeah. Suck it, you mother.
Suck it, you little pervert. Come over here. You're so fucking jealous. It eats you up that I can do silly shit and serious journalism. It's fucking eating comedian. Like, did you hear Todd Glessy's just talking with Graham? They're not even doing any bells and whistles. They fucking hate it. They sit there. Oh, now he does everything?
Oh, I wish I was in Podfest.
Yeah, you'll never get in.
Never get in there.
Never. You fucking suck my fucking dick, you fucking
hard.
Suck it, you piece of shit.
Fuck yourself. LAPodfest.com.
That means what? That's Chris Hardwick. He listens in, and if it gets out of control, he picks the button. We're done. Okay. That's it.
Sorry, Chris.
Some tweeter, somebody tweeted that maybe you should use the Nerdist jingle to mean like if Chris Hardwick really did have a monitor in every room, and you think, oh, it's podcasting, you do whatever you want. And then we're like, me and you are suck it, fuck it, and then that comes on. That's what that means. He's like, okay.
Bing, just yeah. Like
the show's over. You can't sit and go suck it up, fuck it up, suck it. Yeah, that was so much fun to do because I wouldn't normally be so vulgar. Back to the podcast, your show, your podcast, your festival,
LAPodfest.com.
Exhausted.
I'm
so proud of you for that whole thing because it really is like I know everybody always wants more and you always want this thing, but God damn it, like you started something and you fucking followed through with it. And let me tell you something, unless you make a major mistake, that's only going to get better and better and better and better.
It's been so cool, you know, it's.
And when I mean a major mistake, I mean not having me do that same spot every year. No, you put an evil curse. The minute you take me out of that spot, that's going to be the story.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
This is what I was going to tell you. We had to move you. Your spot. Yikes. No, but it's been such a cool thing to build this community. It's a crazy amount of work. It's not making any of us rich yet. The goal is to build it up and make it a thing and expand. And you know, it's good on a lot of levels because I've gotten to be on both sides of it now. You know, there's some shows we've had in, and they're like, hey, can I come back? And I've had to say, I hate saying this, but there weren't enough people at your show. And they go, man, I go, look, I've had comedy club owners tell me, Graham, I can't book you back. You didn't sell enough tickets.
So it's not you go, we all have, it happens to all of us. You're not doing it in some.
No, I'm not some corporate asshole. I go, look, I hate.
What about, I'm not even joking around. What about people that it becomes this niche fringe festival and they do it in their room with like 15 or 10 people?
Well, the thing that's cool is like that. People have these parties in the room.
They have the, yeah, you could do it if you want.
You could do it. We have the little Podfest lab where the little shows bring the recording
and you'd still,
stuff.
Could they do that in their room?
If they wanted. If they paid for a room.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, have a little show up there. Have
I mean,
a
you're talking 12 people or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I get a all taste, right. But fucking have your little show. You know what I'm saying? Say a goddamn free ride, you goddamn parasite.
Son of a bitch, you motherfucker. Fuck. Oh, guess what? We're going to have so much fun. Since you bit at this like this, there's a guy that does later. I want to do something else first. But he does these ads for, he's called Winnebago Man. Have you ever seen him? He
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to play some music and we're going to be like guys that are worse than him. Like we're selling cars, but we are so angry down on the lot that, you know, we're like,
Winnebago
you
Man.
Son of a motherfucker.
Can you do me a kindness?
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
He, and that guy was real?
He's a real guy.
So go look for him, people. All right, let me get rid of this.
They did a documentary about him. They caught up with him like 10 years later.
Yeah, what was he doing?
Well, that was literally like a videotape that was circulating in the like 90s, and it got around everywhere, and everyone watched it. I had a TV producer go, I got to show you this guy. And
what were they, just the outtakes that no one was supposed to see?
Yeah, it was the outtakes because it was like an industrial video. It wasn't even a commercial. It was like an industrial video, and so the...
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? That didn't sound for shit, did it? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's
can I tell you something? I'm not even joking. I'll play more later. That could be the nicest guy in the world. Some people, they mess up. They hate. They're mad at themselves. But then if you see like them interact with other people, they're real sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that guy, but I would not be surprised at all.
I would be surprised if in the store he's like, oh, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, and they go meet him.
Sweet.
He was so nice.
He was so nice. Oh, God, you know, I'm sorry. Did I take, you know, you gave me an extra dollar in my change. You know, like, here you go. And then he's shooting the commercial. Fucking son of a bitch, get the fucking shit right. No, there's a great documentary called The Winnebago Man that catches up with him like 10 years later, and it's fascinating.
Now, isn't that the thing with the Flavor X? Something had to do with that? Oh, no, that was something else. But anyway, listen, I'm glad you're here. I'm so excited with you because I feel like I have so much I want you to do, and I want to pace myself. I want to get every ounce I can out of you. Of Bits and Shit. That's the name of your first CD, wasn't it?
Bits and Shit, yeah.
Yeah, you did Bits and Shit?
Yeah.
Well, where do I start? Oh, so he made this for me, Sad Beard song. Sad Beard Clown? Sad Beard, Sad Beard. John Mulaney. It is hard to understand a little.
Says only fools sneak in.
Well, Graham sneaks in too.
Talk my way in. It's different.
No, pause. Are you shitting me? You're
going to
throw me under the bus.
You fucking sneaking rat. I
really?
Talked my way in.
You know what? I was like, I would have edited this out. You go, oh, Todd, I wouldn't judge you.
I'm not judging.
Yeah, even once in a while, I do. And I was honest. I get it. 95% of the time, you just introduce yourself. I'm even trying to make it sound good. How you doing? I'm at the comedy club. They're happy. They get some tickets. You get a place to work out a week. That sounds makes a lot of sense. But then I said, do you ever sneak in? You're like, yeah, once in a while, I've done that.
Nah,
so let's say one. What?
Oh, hold on. Not all that.
1% of the time?
I'd say half of 1%.
Okay, so half of 1% of the time, you do something horrible.
So you just said you're horrible.
Yes, I'd rather call myself all you
fucking horrible.
Yeah, you're like I'll come over
fucking,
there. I'd like to get right over there. You fucking.
Throat.
I would. What I would fucking do? I swear to God, I'll come right over there. Son of a bitch.
Oh shit.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Sorry, Chris.
Okay. So where? What were we talking about?
Oh, no idea.
Help sneaking into the chill.
Wow, it's like a whole story now.
My shirt.
I put water on my shirt.
Take my towel to.
Alrighty.
So back to my guest, Graham Elwood.
I sneak into some movies.
Oh, hello.
Here's what I do. Hello, not all the time.
Hello.
Here's what I do. Since I do a movie review podcast, I got to watch a lot of movies. I always pay for a movie. Mm-hmm. But if there's like a big budget movie that looks kind of dumb, I'll pay for like a cool movie that I'm interested in or an indie film. And then I'll sneak into the big budget one and watch just like 25, 30 minutes of it just so I can talk about it on the podcast.
I got to tell you, if you don't think what I do is so bad, I don't think what that is so bad. But if you're going to start judging me.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you're a parasite on society while I'm a guy that enjoys art. That's all. I don't.
Graham, you can't see how that comes off a little judgmental?
What? How is that judgmental?
Oh, my God. You always make yourself the victim.
No, I'm not. I'm just an honest, hardworking man that wants to explore movies. I talk about it on my podcast. You steal workout bench time from people that have their, like, poor children could be doing bench pressing, but you're like, give me your goddamn squat machine, gypsy.
Because I have you're going to hate me.
I know why you're stuttering, because you know you steal. That's right.
No, because I can't think of where to take the bit. But, no, seriously, I have a. I'm not joking around. I thought you might be a little cheesier than I said. I was trying to be nice. I have a recording. This girl that worked at the gym near when you were working in Tempe, she came by the show when I was there. She goes, I recorded it. She goes, because I thought you might want to play it on your podcast. I said, I don't think I'd do that to Graham, but is it that bad? She goes, well, he comes in. He doesn't just say, hey, I'm the comic like you guys were talking about. I don't know how I would know that by now because this hasn't been released yet. But it's just everyone gets the bit. I'm close enough to make this bit work. I'm not giving up. Something happened later. Later, it got sent to me. Someone goes, oh, God, this is Graham. And Graham, I'm going to play it right now. And this is you. And you could hear you're talking to the man. At this point, you can tell on this, the manager has come out. So you've wanted the manager.
Okay.
So you hear the manager. You hear you. This is embarrassing, some of the things you were saying. And you were sort of flirting with her. And it was real flirting with everybody. The guy walked over, you flirting. Everybody came by. You're like, hey, there's more where that came from. Who says that to people? But I'm going to play it.
Okay.
And this is real.
Okay.
No, actually, go ahead. This is the hardest part of bits to do, and I understand why talk show hosts sometimes have to go, okay, play it, like I have to make pretend. But watch how good I can be. No, seriously, roll it in.
Hey, so...
Yeah, how you doing? I'm the manager.
GrahamElwood.com.
Passes.
I'm a stand-up comedian, and I'm sure you've probably seen my YouTube channel, and I've got some...
I'm a little busy right now, but we do sell day...
Perfect.
We do sell day passes.
That's great. I'll give you. You know, I just happen to have on me a headshot and my commercial acting reel from 1997. So I have an auto.
Well, I'm a little busy right now. But is it a day pass you wanted?
Oh, day pass. Yeah,
yeah, day pass would be $8. And you know what? If you're staying with
them, yeah. I mean, I'll take my shirt off if that's this kind of party. You know what I mean? But you guys are great.
Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
What type of party, sir? Listen, I'm extremely busy. I'm trying to give you good customer service. We do have day passes, but we don't.
So LAPodFest.com, we do a live video stream. So just check that out. Yeah, well, I'll just work out real quick, and then we can talk. You can tell me all about
this. Sir, here's the pass to the gym for the week.
Oh, thanks, boss. I appreciate it.
Okay.
That's him. It's so obvious. By the way, that guy sounded a little like me. It's so obvious that guy gave you a pass. I hate this. Run from the bit. We have a thing for this.
Run from the bit.
Do you think he has my best interest?
Run
no. Or he would have played that song already. He does not have my best interest. I will leave him on my will to govern over me.
Run from the bit.
Oh, that's what's great about when you want to do bits. Sometimes the ending doesn't come in like you want it to. Who gives a shit? How much fun was it in between?
The great thing about that, just end it with this. It's like a song that doesn't have an ending. You go, ba-da-bum, ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. You know, can you do ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum? Wow. Do it again.
This time not as dumb.
Not as... He doesn't. By the way, this is the truth. He doesn't talk, so he just speaks through the drums.
Oh.
He speaks through the drums.
We're going to get pizza later. Do you want it some?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. When he hits the cow.
Is it okay if half of it is vegetarian? Because I don't eat meat.
Oh,
okay, don't make fun of me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everyone's got a vegetarian joke. I heard it. Fine.
Hey, Graham.
I don't even give a fuck. Do me a favor. Throw that stupid guitar over to Graham. You'll fucking play. You don't give a shit, right?
I'll play the shit out of it.
You don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Graham don't give a shit. Just fucking play, Graham. Fuck it, right?
Yeah, I love it. That's only my second time holding a guitar.
Fuck it. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
You're good. I don't give a shit. Fucking stroke, you know, fucking strum that goddamn stupid fucking pile of shit.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
You like that?
Fuck.
Boom, 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 boom. Talk last show.
By the way, I love that bit. Let me do it again. Hold on. Hey, I don't give a fuck. Throw me that stupid guitar. I'll fucking play it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking pile
Holy
of shit.
How many lessons have you had?
I don't give a fuck. Do me a favor. You know what? Again, I don't know why I gave it back to you. Throw that fucking dumb pile of shit over here. I'll fucking strum it. I don't give a shit. Do me a favor. Take this guitar, throw it over to Graham. Graham, do you give a shit?
Yeah, fuck it. I've played like twice.
But you're not going to be afraid to play in front of people?
I'll try.
There you go. Fuck.
Oh, wow. This is easy. Lessons.
Nah,
you don't need fucking lessons.
Hey, seriously, throw that. I don't get. Give me the goddamn guitar. Throw it over Graham. Are you nervous to play?
I'm a little. Sometimes fuck. Okay. It just kind of comes to you.
Oh. Fucking play the whole goddamn song. I don't give a shit.
You can really tell he doesn't give a shit.
I can tell he doesn't. You don't give a shit.
I'm nervous, pretty woman.
No, you sing.
My guitar was singing with me.
Pretty woman. Walking down my street, pretty woman, the kind I'd like to meet, pretty woman. Would you like to come their way? Yeah!
Everybody! Follow Graham! We know it! Favorite new bit. Right now, turn all the reverb off. There is a hello? There's a couple, and there's a husband and wife couple.
Okay.
The wife is in the bed, right? And she is husband's downstairs listening to the show. Right. She goes, "Come on up. Let's fool around." She's like, "I got to hear the Todd Glass show, honey." But she doesn't ever hear it. He's just got his headphones in. She goes, what are they doing that you don't want to come up to bed? He goes, And then she wants to hear it. And he's like, no, because he realizes if she takes the headsets and puts it on, she's going to hear this. She'd have every reason to get a divorce.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding around. Oh, people are going to have different opinions. There's no joke. The next day when she went to work, she goes, Lisa, I finally listened to the show he listens to. And I'm not joking around. I isolated it, and I emailed it to you. She goes back to the computer. She goes, no. She goes, this is literally what he listens to. Wants to leave him.
But that's the kind of person who that's their first and only podcast experience. 10 years from now, when like podcasts are selling out the Rose Bowl, she's gonna be like, "Oh, shut up!" You know, somebody cheated on you while they were watching Star Wars 40 years ago, and you're like, "Never! I hate Star Wars. I don't care about it. I'm the only person who's never seen it." You know,
neither.
I mean?
Oh wait.
Oh.
Who? Ooh. Wait, shut up. I got to George Carlin a little nervous. Not nervous, but you don't want to go out there and say it. But like, oh, you too, but you were saying it as a bit. You've seen Star Wars?
Of course I have.
Yeah, I haven't.
Really? You haven't?
No. I mean,
you
I might have seen bits and pieces of it.
Oh.
Which was the name of my first country act. And my first cat.
Bits and pieces of it. Come in here. Meow, 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 meow. Bits and pieces of it. I always go full name.
All right, listen. I have a fun bit. Wait, hold on. You know what? Do me a favor. Pick it up and just wail that dumb fucking pile of shit guitar.
All right,
I'll
try.
Just wail. Yeah, give it back. You know what? Here, fucking play it.
I've never seen anyone play a different song. Little shit.
I don't give a shit. Aristotle, can you do me a favor for our listeners at home that don't understand that he's playing like this? So they're, I know what people are thinking. Oh, he gives a shit. Describe the look on his face.
There's almost no look on his face.
It's always saying about me.
It's 100% shitless on his face right now.
Yeah, he looks like
no shit.
You know, picture if you took your lips and you twerked them like I don't give a shit. Oh my god, he just fell asleep and his hands are still playing. I swear to God. Listen, if you listen very closely, you can hear him snoring.
Guitar is easy. anyone can do this. Lessons are a waste of money. Lessons are...
I love
this. Oh, it's so boring.
Hey, we have Nick Leepa playing the guitar. You want to listen to him? Listen to him. Does anyone go, me, 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 me? Or is that just, no, seriously. I ask journalistic questions. Well, that's why these other people are so nervous. Well, anyway, it's good to have you here.
Thank
you. I go old school, out of nowhere. Wow, I think I might have to take go to the bathroom, to be honest. I wanted to sound professional. I do have a professional show. So, we have so much. What else do I have over here? You know what we're going to do? We are going to take a break.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm having so much fun, and I want to utilize you to the max. So. Oh, my God. Is that your girlfriend?
Ah, yeah. Hold on. Lindsay! I'm not done.
Oh, my God. This is not going to work. Graham, you...
I told her.
Is this a healthy relationship? What? Who's that?
What? Why are... told you not to bring the clown car.
Make it one or the other, but I love that. Anyway, no, are you going to go... Do you want to go talk? By the way, can I tell you, it's my show. I can break character as much as I want. One of my favorite points of the show every week is when I say... Nobody has never not done exactly what you do in this case. Right. When I go, is that your girlfriend? Yeah. It's always that. Like, they know that that's going to be... Yeah. Like, no, she has my Flonase or something. It's always so... Oh, no. But honestly, swear to God, is that really your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't do a show like that. I really can't. Well, I'm not being a jerk.
No, it's don't.
This
get,
is. Can I be honest? I'm not. Just you. Don't, you can don't edit
mad,
this out. You can
hold
edit
on,
this
don't
out.
Don't get mad at her.
I'm not mad.
I just said. I said at 9 o'clock.
This has happened every week. To be honest,
I just said 9 o'clock. Just honk so I can get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
I get the joke.
No.
No,
you don't.
Oh, is that?
And then I said, bring a second horn.
If you didn't hear the first one.
I didn't hear the first one, because if it's a different tone, I'll get it.
That's your daughter. That's your niece. She came in a second little car.
Well, yeah, we give my niece a little car. It's a little follow car. You know what I mean?
That's your niece?
That's my niece.
How old's your niece, to be honest? I don't mean to be disrespectful. Is she?
She's 28.
And that's her car. Yeah. I thought she was like 8 and she had a little toy.
No. And she drives an 86 Buick, but she just had the horn changed.
I swear to God, I'm being serious. I can't do a show with that in the background. I can't do it.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think you're going to add to the show.
I have a winter summer concert series coming. You think I'm going to enjoy the song that I wanted to play?
Well, first of all, I was just fucking around on the guitar. I don't know how this is worse than that bullshit I was doing with the guitar.
No, so you're saying I'm just going to do my summer concert series. I'm going to let them play. And they'll beep the horn. You don't think it's going to ruin hearing horn beeping through the entire song?
I think it's beautiful.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. So, Graham, you're saying that you're saying it's not that big of a deal.
I think it's fine.
Graham, I love you to death, but you don't think that's a little mind man thing?
I think it's beautiful. I think it's like beautiful night. Like if you're out.
I'll be honest with you. Swear to God. Thank God I have a safe word on the show. I have a summer concert series where I have performers come in, and Patton Oswalt, this is the truth, to George Carlin. Patton Oswalt, this is one of the songs he used to like that I would do in my act. I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. Once I found out he liked it, I kept doing it. And then, the band was going to stop by, and they were going to play the song because they thought it would be a silly song to send some love Patton's way. And you don't think this horn beeping through the whole thing is going to ruin it?
I know. I don't get it at all. I think you're being a little particular.
What you doing down there? Dancing alone every night.
Oh, hot, it's beautiful.
It's ruining it.
I'll be right out. This will be done.
It's ruining it. That was a great performance. The horns, it didn't help it, but where are we at? Let's, for the fuck of it, humor me. For this bit, we have a live show going on outside, and the horns are going to be...
I think we're on a golf course.
You're on a golf course.
Yeah.
And we're doing a live remote sort of type of thing. And now it's time, but she's over there. You know, yeah. We have a table set up on the golf course. Maybe they have like
an
RV.
There's like a nice white tent, and there's a food tent, and it's just gorgeous.
Really explain it. Let me. I want a picture. It's exactly the way I want.
So people come in. They came in, and there's this nice food tent, and there's wine and drinks, and really nice catered food. And then
Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to be. Do they have like tablecloths all the way to the floor?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, shut up! Wow, it does sound fancy. What do they have like? People walking around with hors d'oeuvres? Is it like that type of fancy?
There's hors d'oeuvres.
Shut the fuck up.
There's all kind of hors d'oeuvres, and then there's a catered meal, and everything's nice. Open bar.
Can I ask you, and this is a rumor, you don't have to say anything, did they have a guy slicing like fresh roast beef on the rolls?
Well, I can't talk about that.
Why couldn't you talk about that? What's so fucking precious about this roast beef?
It's because you said
that. I know. Oh, no.
It's so great.
I'm making fun of that guy in the bit, right. Not you doing it. No, I love that guy. I can't talk about it. Oh, you're so important. You know, I don't like when you do a character and someone makes fun of you. No, I'm doing a character. You know who tried that once? I put him in their place? Eddie DeLisseppi. That's right. Yeah, he tried. I'm doing a bit. I'm doing a funny voice. And he goes, oh, that guy. Bye-bye. I go, no, I'm already doing the voice. You can't make fun of me. I'm already doing the character. You can't make fun of a character. Then it's like bad crowd work.
He's got great hair.
He does have great hair. God damn it. And he loves bits, and I love him. But I don't like to say anything. He gets upset. He listens to the show. No, he does have sick good fucking hair.
Really?
Makes me want to punch him in the face.
Oh, I know.
It's just, if he was going to play that the rest of the night on a scale from 1 to 10, and you can always say bring it down a little, where do you want him to start from this point on?
6.5.
Okay. All right. So they're having it catered, and then meanwhile, your girlfriend, whatever, in that bit, by the way, people, you can go back and listen to it again. Now with all this information, it's a whole different story.
Well, let me paint the picture. So you walk on, and then they have like...
Is Eric there?
Eric, of course, is there. Wow. He's on a pony.
No, I don't like to be lied to. Is he really just on a pony?
He's on a pony. He's in a white tuxedo and a pony.
Shut up. And they're all coming to see my podcast.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then after that, then you're like, okay, guys, dinner's over. Then we go over, and there's like nice bleachers set up. Like, you know, like the 18th green at like Augusta, it's like that. And the wow. show is right on the green. So it's very classy. There's like nice torch lighting, the moon and everything like yeah. that. And then my girlfriend rolls up in just like an 86 Oldsmobile and just like.
Oh, what are people doing in the stands? Are they looking?
The first time they're like, oh, and then they're.
Now, what about when the other person pulls over with that little Pontiac, but they have a new horn put
yeah,
in it?
And then the other horn comes in, and it's just.
And what are people doing?
Then all of a sudden they're stopped. Look, they're stopped watching the show, and they're starting to turn over their shoulder.
Yeah, and they don't have any idea. They think it's so self-concerned. They're beeping their horns,
right?
And that one's laying on it. That one really lays on that horn. You
and
know
then,
that little.
And then my girlfriend rolls down her window, and she's like. Podcasting doesn't pay. Get a real job. I'm tired of all of this. You tell your niece to get her own goddamn car. She's following me around.
Hey, Uncle Graham, your girlfriend's car is stupid. Yeah, listen to her dumb horn. She thinks she's a truck driver.
You shut up in that little clown car, you son of a bitch.
Oh my God!
What makes that even better?
Oh God! I love that atmosphere. That's why you paint a picture.
Yeah, you paint a beautiful picture. It's classy.
Can we go back to the concert?
And let's say
again?
It's like it's like a VIP, like it's $250 a ticket to
wow.
get in there. It's
I got a whole new idea now to go into the same bit all over again.
Okay,
What you just said, that picture you just painted. But I'm going to introduce them. Let's
and
give them a name. What's their name?
And we're in suits. We're in, like, nice out. Like, we were all dressed up.
Wow. Can I play the other one? Tell me if you think it would be better that we have a symphony there.
You know,
we have a symphony, and they're doing that song. Oh, and by the way, the whole Patton Oswalt thing is a true story, that Patton does think that I used to do it in my act. So I think it's an interesting layer to add in a bit that it's the only true thing in the actual bit. It works, you know. It adds to the, oh, you doing this during a tribute thing to make someone smile, right? So anyway, so play the, would this one be a better one to introduce? You know, like everyone's in jackets. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the blah, blah, blah symphony. Everyone's applauding in the room. We'll feather it in. No, is this it?
This is beautiful.
Oh, no, I forgot we were going to do it with this. Oh, Paul Anka, we'll make it this one. We'll do it this one. I thought we were going to do, listen, I know I'm a little lost, but if I will find myself, everyone will know I know what I'm talking about. There was another, we're going to pick which song. It could either be At the Golf Course, Paul Anka, which you just were about to hear, singing, what's he singing, Eric?
I don't know.
In a God of the Vida. In a Garden of Eden. We could say it's Paul Anka.
Yeah.
He's doing a show. Or we could say it's just a local symphony. The first one, you heard it. That was like a band. We'll give him a name like Clem Simpson and something. This one could be... Play this one. Which one do you think would be the best one? It's going to be worth it. Trust me. Play the other... shit. Wasn't there another... Wasn't there another one? I'm sorry, Graham. I feel like I'm losing you.
Ugh.
No, don't worry about it. Okay. So, what's this? Not this. That's Mike Douglas singing in 19. It's so embarrassing. I'll play it for you later. You'll love it. And I'm Mike Douglas. I wish him well. But no. I mean, seriously. Like, I don't. It's just so. It's nothing about Mike Douglas. Maybe it does. It says something about the time of this. It's just so maudlin and so cheesy. But anyway, can I tell you the miracle of marijuana is that you. Not the miracle. One of the side effects is that you sometimes get a little less high, and then you think, is this bit worth doing over again? But I think it might be, because then we've set this picture, and she pulls up, and we'll make it Paul Anka.
Okay.
Or do you think we should have it be that band singing, hey, oh, well, Paul Anka, fuck the Patton Oswalt part of it. He's ruining it.
It's Paul Anka.
It is Paul Anka. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think we do the podcast and you go, and like a special, because these people
Anka.
Paid a lot of money. It's like the big closing of the night.
Put reverb in my mic when I introduce him. Have the drummer, like, you know, sometimes we'll bring this Paul Anka to life, this show. In this room, we have to make pretend. So you're going to give a little bit, you know, when you hear the drummer thumping on the drum a little bit, they're doing some testing. And then I'll go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome We're, you know, and then we'll introduce, and then your fucking girlfriend pulls on.
Right.
And you just hear what's going on, you know, and you, everyone hears it. You hear Paul Anka, but you hear them too. And you don't think it ruins it.
Right.
Anyway, so here we go. So this part gets me nervous, even though it's my own show. Boy, I don't want Dan Kaufman to think I can't do bits. Flavor X, you're going to love it. Did we learn a song about Flavor X? Did you all learn it? Flavor X, Flavor X, it's really good. It makes you feel like there's a drum going boom, 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 boom. Flavor X, Flavor X, Flavor X. Enough, don't be, it's, don't be too much. Here we go. So we're at the place, it's all the tents. The, you know, maybe the tent, they're up, and then it's the, and I'm addressing the people that all came to see the podcast. Okay, here we go. Now, I wanted to thank everybody for coming out to this, what do we call
it? Todd Glass, like episode 200 or something like
that. Todd Glass, episode 200 for our summer concert series. We're really glad you're here. And we just wanted to, we couldn't be happier. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we play stuff on the show. We love them. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Anka.
Oh, my God. Paul Anka. Woo!
Oh. On the same album.
Everything isn't bad. It's probably the best thing in the world. Give me those headphones. I want to hear what they're doing. I want a divorce. All right. Listen, I don't have a lot of time left.
What's great about that bit, real quick?
Yes. Oh, thank you. I'll take any compliments I can get.
My girlfriend is like the sweetest, coolest girl ever. I know. I would never do that in a million years.
That's the thing about.
That's what I love about it.
When I was in, when we took a break and I was inside, I thought all the bits I wanted you to do were a lot of time with us yelling because we both enjoy right. yelling. But there's got to be a reason, and I don't think it's always bad. I think it's the absurdity of some of these characters that always makes me
laugh. Well, it's the absurdity
of characters. Stupid.
And then for me, like that one, like it's personally so absurd because
like she would be that.
Well, first of all, she's like a huge comedy fan. She would be at the show. She wouldn't be like, and she would never pull up and
people. Can you imagine you're doing a show? Somebody's got. How about I want? Can make excuses. Like, can you do the bit? Beep the horn, and you just be like, you're almost all over me. Like, you know, you love her so much,
right.
and you see her. People know it's right. not a good relationship.
Right.
Graham.
What?
Oh, that can't happen.
What
is that
mean?
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, isn't that great? Hey. Hey, baby. God, she's so sweet. It's like such a supportive
no,
home.
I can't.
Oh, isn't that cute? Like, isn't it, you know, like a little kitten goes meow, and it's like, whoopsie. Oh, my God.
Hey,
just
Graham.
Close your eyes, and it's cuter.
I don't want to close my eyes because I'm so frustrated right now.
You're not getting tingles? Like,
no, I'm very frustrated. I'm being honest with you.
It's so cute.
It's not. Graham,
it's cute.
I can't do a whole show.
It's like,
what's
that's
like
a fun
what?
Horn. A horn.
What do you mean
fun?
It's a fun?
Oh,
that's mind-mending. I want to knife my own head.
Let's get that party started. You know, like it's a blast.
Well, you do have a point. All right, listen.
That's all it takes to turn you.
That's a ghost. Oh, do you know about a ghost we have on the show? And did you just hear that? And I want you to get close to your mic. Did you just hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. So we have a ghost. And I don't even believe in... I hate making bits about ghosts, but I love this bit so much because I'm a chicken shit. I don't need to think there's a ghost in my house. It's just back here, and it's a friendly ghost. Right, ghost?
Yeah, sometimes.
Aristotle knows he could do anything I wanted to make me relax with this bit. And I go, you're a nice ghost. Sometimes. Ah, thanks a lot.
I can be snarky.
How come you can't...
snarky ghost. Oh, great.
If that's your worst. How come you can't walk through walls?
That's just the power that God gave me.
But can you walk through
or
walls?
Or didn't give me, no.
So what are your... Do you have abilities?
No.
You just sit in your car and honk your horn?
I mean, I have reverb voice forever.
Oh, is he...
You're in a car?
Yeah, I'm stuck.
The weirdest ghost in the world. He's stuck in a car.
This kid, AAA ghost.
Yes.
Christ.
He doesn't have AAA because he's a ghost.
$50 a year.
Now, listen, I got serious business to get to, and I can't joke around anymore. I want to play you something. There's too much to do. Will you do an old bit for me? Like, you know, if you're not feeling it. Remember the flight attendant that you...
Oh, no fucking way I'm doing that piece of shit. next bit, you cocksucker. I'll do that bit.
Okay, so here's the setup. I'll set it up, then you'll totally know.
Okay.
We're talking about... I like to set it up nice, but there's a flight... Wait, is this... There's a flight attendant. When they are sweet, it's such a great energy.
Sure.
I like to set it up this way because I don't feel bad for... I don't like to even, like, jab at someone even at this level that doesn't need it. They need it. So the good flight attendants, they create this, there's a capsule, and even in coach, they make it feel, it's an amazing the power that four people can have, and sometimes they're all four unbelievable.
Right.
You're like, you all four are working together, they're probably happier, it's better than having one person that's not. And then sometimes, and I'm going to say this, I know it's not me because I know that I'm nice. 100%, I go on a plane, I do what I'm told, it's not because I'm like a dick telling my perspective of a, you know, when someone else that's an asshole could go, yeah, these flight attendants, but then you see their behavior, like, no, it's you.
Yeah, it's you. And it's also not that thing of like, we fly a lot, so we have, like, you know, premier status with the airlines, and some of those business guys are like, oh, I'm an executive gold, so I should be treated, you know, those guys are dicks.
Yeah, so we're talking about everyone would agree, no. And then there are other cases. Those are cases where the sweetest flight attendants in the world, that person sees an ugly side of them because by their encounter with them.
Right.
No, we're talking about someone you all know. It has nothing to do with you. You're not even taking it personally. You're just witnessing the energy of this person whipping up and down an aisle. I get it. It's a hard job, but that's what the others are so amazing, and it's so appreciated because it is a hard job.
Right.
And you didn't figure out a way to do it. And those others that made that capsule a good energy did figure out how to do it. So this is one of those just fabissina. I love she just fucking. And you,
I don't know if I should. I'm going to tell the end of it. You want to get her back to the house because I think this makes it great. Just squirt water in her face. Yeah, you have to seduce her a little bit just so you can go, why are you such?
And I have an old school seltzer
bottle. You have
bottle.
An old school. You keep like it next to your bed.
Like a Looney Tunes
yes.
seltzer bottle.
I know. By the way, I would love, and I think I will. I will ask someone that listens to this show to go back and find when Graham has done this two other times before. I will love you if you can do it. I want to see how what it's escalated to. Someone will do it. I know somebody will do it. And then so here it is. And then
so,
you,
yeah, so
remember
I'm,
you'd be like, you little.
Yeah, because I'm like a George Clooney from the movie Up, sweet talker.
Yeah.
You know, we got a long layover, you know what I mean?
And she's totally.
She's like, and she's giving you the vibe. She's
to
like,
you, but what was she like to everybody else?
She was mean to everybody else.
And she's not even nice to you at first, right?
She's kind of snotty to me, and then I see her just mean to everybody, and I got upgraded. I'm not a rich guy, but I got upgraded for free, and I'm like, okay, so I'm just happy I got upgraded. This is nice. And I see her being kind of snotty to people, and then she's mean to me, so I think, well, I'm going to just, because this is something I actually do. If I see someone that's in that, if I'm in a good enough mood, I'll just go, she's around 50. I'm in like my early 30s. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, she's 54.
Yeah.
You're 31.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow, this is my first time getting upgraded. This is a cool thing. And I do that. And I actually do this. When I see some people being super snotty, I think, you know what? I'm going to just out nice them. I'm not going to get angry or snip back. I'm going to just super nice. And when I go, you know, is it possible? I don't know if I can. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you. And then you break them down a little. Then they start to smile, and you go, okay, maybe she's just having a tough day.
You're right. You do exactly what you should do.
Exactly.
And sometimes you realize, you know what? Once the door shut, oh, they turned into the nicest person. They were just stressed out.
Yeah.
No, you can tell we're thinking all the way through. Yeah, we're talking about somebody just
mean. She's mean, and she takes it. I'm in charge of this plane, and I'm
even I see her dealing with the other flight attendants sometimes. I feel bad for a flight attendant.
Yeah. She's bitching at the younger ones, and they're just like, oh, God. And she's just like, I'm in charge, and this is my house. And like,
once she starts, you could tell you're charming her a little. Yeah. Plus, you're 32. She's, don't you guess her age? Isn't that how it all started?
Yeah, yeah.
You go, how old are you? What did you say?
She's like, oh, well, all right. Well, I can't, you know, I'm like, all right, I guess I can have an extra Diet Coke or something like that. There you go. There's an extra Diet Coke. Oh, well, aren't you sweet? What are you, bud, 40, 41 years old? Oh, stop.
No, say 28.
So,
say 28. It'll make me happy that you, because you really, she's like, you, she's like, what?
She's like, she's like, oh.
32.
Yeah. I go, well, wow, you and I must be around the same age. What? How old are you? I'm 31. Oh, get out of here. I said, what? How? Are you older? Just to by a touch. Not by much. There's no way. You're old. I'm 31. You've got to be 33 at the most. Oh, honey. I could take you home. Well, I tell you what. We both have. I'm stuck in Denver for a couple days. When do you guys get your turn? Well, we don't have another flight till Tuesday. So, well, you know, I just got the upgrade suite. And you and I could just go back there and have ourselves a nice little layover, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, stop it. You got to do this. Oh, the girls, oh, it's, I've never met a woman like you. And we get back to the hotel, or so we stop by the first one, the hotel lounge. It's that dimly lit.
Yes.
A couple of cocktails, and I'm like, are you hungry? Well, I have a little bit, an appetite. Well, I kind of like to work up an appetite, if you know what I mean. Oh, you're naughty. Oh, sweetie, you got no idea. Why don't we go upstairs and order a little room service? You know what I mean? Maybe some chocolates and strawberries and some champagne. And we can just slowly feed them to each other. Get some massage oil and work out all those kinks that happen at 30,000 feet, if you know what I'm talking about. I can tell you know your way around the skies. Oh, that's right. You know, a beautiful woman like you working. Oh, God, we have to wear these awful outfits. Well, you pull it off, sweetie. You have a flight attendant outfit, and I swear to God they ought to do a Playboy shoot on you with that outfit. You know what you need? I bet you need a nice, warm bubble bath. Oh, my. Well, yeah.
He doesn't even try to rush it with her. He's
no,
smart. No,
no.
You want her to be the happiest she can be.
You know, they get to the hotel room. She kind of starts to kiss him. He's like, well, hold on. Let's not rush things. First, we got food, and you know what? You need to get yourself in that bubble bath. Oh, well, I just, you know what? There's robes. This is a nice suite. You know, I had them upgraded. I'll be quite honest with you. Right when we landed, I texted the hotel and asked for the upgrade because I wanted this to be special for you. She's in the bubble bath and everything.
Can I pause for 1 second?
Sure thing.
This flight attendant made an older woman cry when trying to shove her cat under the seat in an aggressive fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, and I watched it. I watched it going. It wasn't hitting the cat, but it was pushing it to where the woman was nervous. She's an older woman. It's her cat. And she's like, well, be careful. And she's like, oh, well, you have to fly with it. No, I'm not questioning that it has to go under the seat. I get it. But if it can't, we're going to deal with this maturely. You're not going to jam it in the seat because you're angry because you got to get the door shut or you're going to get docked. That's what this woman did.
Boom. And then this is also the same woman who, like, a 12-year-old girl really had to go to the bathroom badly, comes in from coach to use the first class bathroom, and she's like, honey, this isn't your class. Oh, but I really need to just go wait in the line like everybody else, sweetheart, okay? And the little girl's like, oh, I'm scared. I've never flown before. It's all right. Go find your parents. So she's in the bathtub, and I just sit alongside of her, and I knock on the door. I'm like, guess what arrived? She's like, oh, what? Are you going to join me? Well, I'm just going to get you some strawberries. So I'm feeding her the strawberries. No, take a nibble on that. That's right. Everything. And guess what else we've got? A little champagne, a little bubbly for you. Champagne bubbling in there. Oh, that's great. I'm like, how's that? She goes, oh, this feels great. And the bath salts, I feel wonderful. I've never had anybody treat me this way. You know, you should be treated like this every day. So then we get out of the bathtub. I put her in a nice robe. She goes, no, should we go to the bed? I said, well, sure. I got a little something special for you on the bed. She's like, what's that? And I go, you need a foot massage. I said, what? And I give her the sexiest foot massage, and it's an hour. And I'm working the knots on. She's like, oh, God, I've been on my feet. Oh, man, I've been, oh. And then I start sliding the hand up the thighs a little, just above the knee, just a little. And she's like, ooh, what are you going to massage up there? I said, oh, we're going to get that part a little hot later on. And I just, so after I massage her, then I massage her scalp, and she is just like, oh, she's just like putty. Oh, and I'm like rubbing massage oil, like on her neck and her shoulders. And I'm coming down. I come down on the top of her chest, just above her breasts, and she's just like, ooh, and then I kind of rub her stomach a little bit. So I'm teasing the, like, sexy areas, you know, and I'm like, oh, let's see what your lower back's like, and oh, let's work on those glutes, and her robe is starting to come, and she's just like, oh, she is ready to go. She's like, oh, what are you going to do next? I said, oh, here's what I'm going to do next. Have a party!
That's for being so mean.
I said, that's why that little girl wouldn't let use the first class bathroom. Yeah, find a friendly size. And I got an air horn. Because you earned it.
All it was seltzer water and an air horn.
Yeah.
And he left a note saying how next time, please be kinder to people like that.
Please be kinder to people.
And, you know, you left her $1,000 for just some walk around.
I said, here's $1,000 and keep the robe.
Keep the robe. And by the way, have a free pina colada.
There you go.
Flavor X, you talk about fun, you talk about happiness, you talk about the people down there at Flavor X. You know, the people at Flavor X have been friends with the Todd Glass Show for a long, long time, back in the day, back when Zimmer, Zimmer, Zimmer. And the thing with Flavor X, nobody listens to the ads.
You know, Todd, when I have a Flavor X, I often find myself flavorized in the X.
Listen. Damn it.
What the hell happened there?
I got to go in. I tell you what we're going to do. Wow. How about we close? Libby is at her
What, do they have a jazz club or something?
Yeah, Lionel has a jazz club at Long Beach, and she started to help out there. She lives with him. His house is sort of connected to the jazz club.
Because they're in the dressing room, and they're going to call us.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go out there, and they're going to go right from their dressing room, and they're going to go out there, and they're going to, I guess, Libby's singing tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll close with that. So let's all say goodbye now, because then when they're done, let them close the show. We don't need to... We'll just enjoy it like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's a great... Libby does... You know, I love her. She talks a lot. She talks through a lot of... But she... it's great. It's a great show. So we'll talk to them, and then goodbye. Thank you. What, Dan Coffin, what's the name of your podcast? Myoclonic Jerk. I want to say it, because if I say it wrong, I'll feel bad. But Eric Olson really did give it 5 stars. No bullshit. You know what that means? If you listen to this show, go over and listen. What's the worst thing that could happen? You'll be like, you know what? I fucking loved it. Or, it wasn't my thing. But give it a listen.
Give it a listen.
He came all night. He was positive. He was in a good mood.
It's good people.
We've had people over there. Ugh, I see him. I can't wait to get him the fuck out of here. Not that many. 2. and don't worry. It's not you, Chris. You are a doll. So I did want to talk about one more thing. I wanted to use this jingle. This is the jingle where I talk, and then they play blah, blah, blah. You know, blah, blah, blah. But I act like I'm talking, but I don't want to do that. So that's what we're going to do. Anything else, Graham, you want to say before we go to we're going to just take her call, and then we're going
to
sit back.
Listen to my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds.
Comedy Film Nerds. You're going to love it. It's Comedy Film Nerds.
I also have a new podcast with Joe Wagner called
Is that true?
Pop Divas.
Is that true?
Yeah. Joe and I, we talk about...
Wagner?
Joe Wagner. We love girl pop songs like Demi Lovato and... Rihanna, and we talk about how much we love them. Not snarky, not making fun of it. We genuinely love these songs. We love
You know what?
Katy
You're right.
Perry.
You know what a lot of people need to do? If it's part of just being honest with yourself. There are guilty pleasures. I'm not defining what they are. But a lot of people throw it into it's their guilty pleasure when it's just your pleasure.
It's great. It's not a guilty pleasure.
You feel a little bit. It's like me.
I have
like,
no guilt that I love Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. None. It's a great song.
And I'm not embarrassed that I like the Engelbert Humperdinck. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. No. Who aren't you embarrassed?
Boo. You should be. Boo.
I'm not embarrassed. No, I'm. You know what? I'm not embarrassed that I like Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm not afraid to say it. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed.
I like Jim Nabors skating.
I'm not embarrassed. Whoa. I'm not embarrassed that I listen to Andy Williams' Christmas.
I'm not embarrassed that I have a Stewart tattoo.
Fuck you. I love Dolly Parton. Suck it.
I'm not embarrassed.
So let's get them on. This has been not choppy on our end, getting in touch with Libby and Lionel. Choppy on their end. They have a regular phone with a microphone.
It doesn't work.
I don't understand what they're doing. But Lionel, so you'll I think they're there now. Hello, Lionel. Okay, Libby doesn't know the phone. We're just gonna take a second. She doesn't know. She's dragging the phone, but she doesn't. Should I?
Ow!
Hello? 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 Oh, this is.
Hello? Hello?
What was going on? Libby, hi, it's Todd. We're calling you from the Todd Glass Show. Eric Olson is here.
Oh! Hello, Alec?
No, Eric. Eric.
Oh, Owen, I love your parties.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's so nice. Well, anyway, and Nick Leap is here.
Oh, that's good. You're having the Leapers over.
Willie is here. Willie's playing drums.
Oh.
He's played for you on your don't you? Your
yeah,
show?
I know Bad Billy on the sticks.
Yes.
He knows how to. Yeah, that's my boy Bill. Atta boy, Bill.
Well, he's here, and he says he's been playing for you a little bit. And
he's
then
a
also,
great drummer. I tell you, sometimes his rhythms get a little jumpy, but I love everything that he
better
does.
Other than that, he's a good drummer.
He's a great drummer.
That's good. Only have one thing wrong.
Well, he tickles the cymbal a little too much.
Well,
but other than
what,
that, he's great.
So you do. There's 90 million things that make you a good drummer. If just two are bad, that's still pretty amazing.
It's
amazing.
He's got a heavy foot.
Well, that could be a little much if you...
you know what I mean? But
so you have a drummer now? Do you like the drummer you have now?
I got a fantastic drummer. He's wonderful. His right hand's a little mushy. But I...
Does that affect the sound of the stick?
It does. It gets a little sloppy, and sometimes the snare, you know, and it sort of jumps up kind of like a spaghetti-o.
Okay. Well, listen, I miss you. First of all, I miss you so much. I love that you're up there. Are you happy?
We're having a great time. Lionel, the jazz club has just been fantastic.
And you sing? How many shows do you do?
He has me do about 9 shows a week.
How? Oh, they're short shows?
That's about a 2.5-hour. That's the first set. And then usually just a small little 75-minute set just to round it out. But at my age, that's about all I can do, Todd, you know.
Well, that's amazing. Some people are 35 and they couldn't do that.
Well, we've got to move a lot of tickets. This is good, and we're selling drinks.
Where's Lionel?
Lionel, well, what happened, we had a boiler room snafu. And Lionel is trying to figure, you know, running a jazz club isn't all just songs and whiskey, Todd, you know? That's why we had to get rid of Billy. He drank a lot.
Oh, yeah, well, he doesn't drink anymore, but...
Well, that's good, because it actually, the drinking made him a slightly better drummer, so... It was good to have him on the show, and Lionel, hold on, honey. Todd wants to ask you a question.
Hey, hold on, baby, don't forget. No, yeah, okay.
Lionel.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, we're just having a boiler room situation that I'm trying to matriculate, and we're gonna get it hot back on the line, or you know, right off the 710 freeway, Todd. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask you a question, Lionel? And by the way, I'm glad you're having success. Is that a little too much for Libby to be doing a 2.5-hour show?
Oh, you know, she loves singing. You know what I mean? And that's great.
As long as she's happy, I guess.
Yeah, she's having a great time. And,
what type of menu do you have down there?
Oh, you know, we got all kind of soul food, and we got ribs.
You make it all?
Yeah, we make it all. Me and my Curtis, my cousin, he runs the kitchen. And Curtis, you know, he can whip
up. Well, he was in prison or something, right?
Yeah. We got to try to straighten him out, you know.
Well,
man,
he's been good for him. He seemed like a nice guy when I met him.
You got to come down. He makes a good bean pie. You know
he murdered. What, he murdered somebody?
Well, you know, I don't know. That's let the judges and the coach figure out right now, Todd. You know what I mean? I just know that. I know my boy Curtis can make himself up a
beef. Oh, shit, what happened?
And I don't know. Is that my boiler room?
Okay, so Lionel, what were you saying?
I was just saying, Curtis, you know, he makes a good bean pie. You got to come down to the jazz club. You know, and I think you know, Libby, sometimes she say she's tired, but I think she likes doing 3 shows a night. You know, and I think...
Well, you know what?
Lionel,
she seems happy, so I don't want to make it...
And I wrote this song for her.
Oh, you did?
That's just called Everybody Buy a Round of Shots. And we just ever play that song, and that, I don't know, everybody, the bar bills have been good, and, you know.
Hey, is it true that Aristotle did sound for you for one of your live events, and you didn't pay him or something?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I think Aristotle came down, and we were sort of doing an internship program.
Oh, okay. That's what I figured.
Yeah,
that's what I told
him. Yeah, we did an internship, and, you know, I think he learned a lot, and we got a lot.
Well, that's cool. Well, listen, Libby is performing, and
yeah,
I think it's happening
in
about literally 45 seconds.
Yeah, I got to
so
get her back on stage.
So you said you're going to put the phone just down near the stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, hey, Lionel, always good talking to you. I'm glad you and Libby are happy, and we're going to close it. You're closing our show. We're doing our podcast right now.
Oh, yeah. What channel is that on?
Well, it's more just you download it.
Oh, what's that download? Is that like 95.5 on a download?
Well, it's more like, how do
keep
I say
it? Keep it on the download, on
no,
103
no,
beats.
No, that's,
not that brother,
I get it,
yeah,
I get
that
it.
Brother,
get
103
it.
Beats.
More,
my
well,
brother, now Curtis made him a bean pie. This is a true story. And Janet Jackson ate a piece of that bean pie and said, now that's a good goddamn bean pie.
Oh, that's cool.
And then she actually drove through the parking lot of my jazz club.
Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And she got out.
And then,
we were closed, but she got back in and drove off, and I was like, Janet Jackson has been in Lionel's Jazz Club off the 710 freeway, and I tell you that right now. That's why I got Curtis in the kitchen making them meat pies, you know what
listen,
I mean?
Lionel.
Anybody can cook with an ankle thing on.
Yes. Libby is about to sing right now, so can you put the phone down? Good talking to you.
Okay.
And
All right.
Oh,
all right,
John. I think we hear her in the background. Just.
All right, John.
She's.
I just want to thank everybody for coming down to Lionel's tonight. I hope you're enjoying Curtis's bean pies. I love them. They get a little salty, but they're good bean pies. Curtis is a good man, and I hope... Is everybody having a good time tonight?
Women, we love you.
I love you too, sweetie. That's a little loud. And I brought a song that I always wanted to sing. It's just sort of about my life. As a young girl growing up and just having a family that loves you and cares for you and nurtures you so you could live. And this song is about them. And I want to sing this right now. Stop yelling at me. You know that it wasn't my fault. It was a beautiful house to live in. Except some of the windows clanked and there was a draft that came in over my sister's bed. And then she always complained that it was my fault. But that's because her nightgown was thin. Never knew that you had a bigger allowance than me. In those days, 75 cents was a lot of money. So when your sister got more and you felt like you did more of the chores, you felt slighted. You felt like you weren't, it wasn't fair. But it was, because you earned your living. And when your father came back from the track and he didn't win the horses that he thought it would, maybe it was my fault. I should have picked Daddy a winner. That's why it's always sunny in the backyard. Because the neighbor cut down the tree. The electric line got caught in it. We had a nice tree. It was shady. And then they had to cut it down. So the backyard, the grass burned. It was like a parking lot. It was hard. And sometimes that's why my dog ran around and became very dirty. So that's why the special moments are the ones that you keep in your head, like a locket from a dance at the school. Now, I didn't fully graduate, and they said it's because I didn't take one test, which wasn't true. Mrs. Wolfman, she said I didn't take the test correctly, and I took it correctly, but I don't think Mrs. Wolfman liked me because her nephew was a little sweet on me, and of course, in those days, he was an Irishman, and we weren't allowed to date.
Can I ask you a question? What's the audience doing while she's going to close? Do they love her?
They love her. They're holding up lighters and candles. There's people crying. They think it's just fantastic. Jake. And there's a bunch of women in their 20s that dress like her. And it's not to mock her, but it's like...
They love her.
They love her.
Good night.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys. They're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.